Hey, this is Colin Malloy of the Decemberists, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
And a pleasant good morning to you wherever you may be. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show at 91.5. FM WMFO in Medford, Sus Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your Wednesday morning, May 31st, 2023. Final day of May, and we will not have a championship parade come next month. The Celtics, who many of us thought that somehow, some way, they were going to complete the historic comeback and win Game 7 at TD Garden on Monday night, and it just came crashing and burning. And what makes it even worse is that it hasn't been a full 48 hours since the game ended. And I feel like I've been in this sort of malaise where I'm trying to, you know, sift through my own personal emotions, my thoughts on the game, and everything that went down. And all there is left is just smoldering remnants of what once was an impenetrable team that had banner number 18 written for them. I mean, there's a lot to sift through as I sit here on this Wednesday morning doing this show. And as always, the phone lines are open. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. I'm going to start with just the overall view and the overall feelings about the Boston Celtics following their Game 7 absolute ass-whipping by the hands of the Miami Heat. Because let's call it for what it was. That was bully basketball. That was, I'm going to come to the playground, punk you around, push you around, kick you in your knees, pull your underwear from behind, give you a wedgie, and stick my finger in your face and tell you you ain't good enough type of basketball that the Miami Heat played. And absolutely enforced upon the Boston Celtics. That's what that was. The Celtics got bullied on their own home court at TD Garden on Monday night. The Miami Heat, who were absolute dogs coming into the Eastern Conference Finals. And if you go back and you listen to the show that I did ahead of Game 1, I talked about the matchups to look out for as it pertains between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. One of the things I talked about was the head coach. The head coach, dare I say, was just absolutely outcoached throughout the entire duration of the series. We got a phone call. In terms of the Boston Celtics, they got bullied at TD Garden. There's just no other way to really put it at all. The Miami Heat said, you know what? We're going to attack you. We're going to, you know, box out. We're going to kick out. We're going to, you know, post up. We're going to drain threes in your face, and if you can't stop it, that's too bleeping bad. And what amazes me about this is that all of you look of this Boston Celtics team, I had the expectation that they were going to win Game 7. Yet, the old adage in sports played itself out again, in which that you are what you are, and what you've been is a team that can't be trusted in big moments. I don't know why I fell for it, but I did. I believed after Game 6. I really believed that this team was going to be able to overcome its own shortcomings and get out of its own way and actually play winning basketball. That means not settling for threes. That means actually driving in the paint. That means playing championship caliber defense, none of which that the Celtics did in Game 7. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We have a phone call already coming into the Sugar Ray Show. We're going to go to D in South Florida. You're on the Sugar Ray Show at 91.5 WMFO. What's going on?
How you doing, boss, man? I just started following you on Twitter, man. Thanks. I'm actually from South Florida, but all your videos, man, living vicariously through you with the Celtics in the city, man. It was great.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. But, you know, my problem with the Celtics, man, especially during this playoff run is, you know, you got to play with urgency and you got to play with desperation, man. And, you know, they let the Atlanta series go one game too far.
That was my first red flag, by the way, D. Go ahead.
Right. You know, they let the Philly series go up by five with 2 minutes left. For whatever reason, you double-team Embiid, left Harden wide open.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't close out that game. Game one, they were out Embiid. You let Harden go crazy. And then the Miami series, you didn't. You waited till game four to start playing. And, you know, you can only play with this back against the wall mentality for so long until it catches up with you.
Absolutely.
And that's the problem. That's the problem with this team, man. No desperation, no urgency. You know, you look what Denver did with the Lakers. They were 2-0. They were not satisfied. They went out there and swept them. Didn't give them a chance. So until this team, you know, they walk around and talk like, you know, they've accomplished something when they haven't. They're not the Warriors. And until this team humbles itself and plays with that kind of, you know, urgency, we're gonna be looking at no championships, man. And it's sad because they have the talent, but they just can't break through.
And that is the big difference between teams that want it and teams that don't want it. I don't care about how much talent you have. We've known this for a while that the Boston Celtics have championship talent on this roster. That was never in question going back to training camp. Even with the whole Ime Udoka situation, that was never a question. Everyone and every Celtic fan could agree that this is a team that had championship expectations. They were just two games away from winning banner number 18 June of last year. And then this year, you look at what went wrong, and you can start with the mindset of the head coach, not knowing when to call timeouts, that came back to burn them during these playoffs. You talk about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, like not having the most effective night at the worst time, especially. And I'm not going to put Game 7 on Jason Tatum because that was just horrendous luck, you know, rolling his ankle on the first possession of the game. That I'm not going to put that on him. But what I will do, I will absolutely blast Jaylen Brown for such a horrendous game. That was his opportunity to shine. And he quivered. He shivered like a prune in the sun. That is something that bothers me deeply. This is supposed to be your second best player on this team. This is a guy that's made the second team All-NBA. And under the brightest of lights in Game 7, you absolutely quivered. And that doesn't sit well with me.
Right. Let me ask you one question before I let you go.
Do you think they
run it back? Because
they can't afford to. And I was going to actually address this in this show today. They can't afford to run it back. There's no way. And I'm not talking about fire Mazzulla. No, they're not going to fire Joe Mazzulla. Let's get that out of the way right here, right now. But what I do know is this. They're about to have three whole new openings on their coaching staff. Joe Mazzulla alone cannot be the guy that coaches his team. He needs guys that have been there and done that, that have the experience, that's going to be able to advise him on what to do, especially in key critical situations, whether if it's in-game or else.
Right, because I just look at the rest of the Eastern Conference, man, and there's going to be, you know, Milwaukee fired their coach, you know, Philly fired their coach. They just got nervous. There's going to be, you know, all these teams, New York, they're going to be making either coaching or personnel changes.
No, like the Knicks, for example, like real quick, they're going to, like, they're going to make personnel changes. They're not going to fire Tom Thibodeau. They want a playoff run. Like, and I'm not saying that to attack you by any stretch of the imagination. You're absolutely right. But the Knicks, for example, they're not going anywhere. The Cavaliers, they're not going anywhere. You mentioned the Bucks, they're not going anywhere. The Sixers, if they can figure out how do they get over the hump and get out of the second round, they finally have a coach who I actually think can help them get them over the hump in Nick Nurse. They're going to be there. So the Celtics, they got some serious decision-making to do throughout the course of the summer.
Couldn't agree with you more, man. I appreciate the time. Be good, my brother.
Anytime, my man. Thank you for calling in. And one thing I will say is this. In continuation on the Sugar Ratio here at 91.5 WMFO, the Celtics, they have so many layers to sift through to figure out what they're going to do next, because as the caller asked, and it was a really good question, do I think the team runs it back next season? Honestly, you better pray that they don't. You better pray that they don't, because they have got to figure this out. Figure out what kind of changes do they need to make. I'll give you an example of something that they actually need to make, like in terms of the change. First and foremost, please, Brad Stevens, if you're listening somewhere, upgrade the front court, please. I'm dead serious. Upgrade the front court. Al Horford suddenly went from looking like he's been drinking from the fountain of youth to suddenly needing a cane just to get around TD Garden. He got old very fast. He's going to be turning 37 on Saturday. How much longer can you honestly depend on Al Horford? Take your personal feelings out of this one. Oh, I love the guy and all, but honestly, feelings don't help you win championships. You got to upgrade the front court. And then you want to look back at the series and why I am particularly hard, not just only on Jaylen Brown, but Al Horford. He couldn't defend Bam Adebayo. And it didn't help matters that he became an offensive liability when he wasn't hitting three-pointers. And here's something that, well, I thought that was even more troubling. During the regular season, this past regular season, only 32.1% of Horford's shots were two-pointers. During the playoffs, you want to know what that number was? 28.8%. That should tell you an awful lot. That the man became too reliant on hitting the three-pointer. That's not his game. When he was at his absolute best, let's take it back several years now. When he was at his absolute best, and I want to use the 2010-2011 season as an example, when he was an all-star, he shot 99.5% of his shots were from the two-point range. Now, it's just hovering just under 30%. You got to do something about that front court, because suddenly, I don't know, maybe age finally crept up to Al Horford, but he suddenly just looked as if that he just lost a step or two. And then you look at the Celtics, when you look at Horford and Robert Williams, he's got work to do. He doesn't have a post game just yet. It's not fully developed. And it showed during this series. And now it's not only just a game 7 thing. No. But I give Robert Williams credit just real quick on playing through a really bad stomach bug, according to several reports. But Robert Williams and Al Horford, when you put those two together, you got two centers that can't score without the help of lobs, especially in the case of Robert Williams. And one of the things that the Celtics are going to absolutely need to do is get them another productive center. I mean, my goodness. If there was a series that the big man position on the Boston Celtics got absolutely exposed, this was the series. It was it right here. Like, the fact that the Celtics decided to go with the Robert Williams and Al Horford duo, I didn't have a problem with it until much later in the series, where it was becoming clear that there were deficiencies that were lurking on the Celtics with those two guys, that it was only a matter of time before it crept up and finally caught up to them, and it did in Game 7. But let me ask you this question, Celtic fans. Why was Luke Kornet and Blake Griffin, like, essentially unplayable in the postseason? I thought there were moments and times that Blake Griffin could have been used during the series. I mean, coming off the bench, obviously. I thought there were moments that Luke Kornet could have been used. Like, he was used in that blowout Game 3 loss in Miami by the Boston Celtics. He was used then, but even then it was like garbage time. A lot of questions, very few answers. Celtic fans, if you want to call into the show, already had a caller call in earlier. A really good call, by the way. Shout out to D in South Florida. Thank you for the call. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. As we have hit a music break, as we are going to take a break here. And coming up next, this really hits. And it hits hard. This has now become a spring of absolute disappointment of epic proportions. I'm going to tell you exactly what do I mean, why do I say that. That and much more coming up next here in the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going around this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I
want to
go outside, I want
to
be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever, whatever, whatever.
get you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
My baby, my Valentine's, yo. Can I hear the beat, keep my temperature the rise? If you leave me, I could die, I swear.
DJ,
you are like the oxygen I need to survive, I'll be honest. Your love ain't the total in me. I am so obsessed. I want to chop your kobe. Ule, nobody dey make a machine. Ule, open up make I see you one day. You're my love one thing. If you make a bad man single.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show as. I'm back here with you in studio on this Wednesday, May 31st, trying to make sense as to what happened on Monday night, less than 48 hours removed from the epic failure of the Boston Celtics. Because no matter how you want to spin it, and there's many of you out that are out there that'll say, well, they show a lot of grit and a lot of heart. Well, that can be true, but what also could be true is that the Celtics shouldn't have ever found themselves down 0-3 to begin with. That also can be true. And what also can be true is that this is an epic disappointment, a legitimate disappointment for a season that started with so much promise, with so much optimism, and it just came crashing down in Game 7. they basically ran out of gas. You can say that. But you could also just wonder, where do the Celtics go from here? Like, where do you go from here if you're a Boston sports fan? Because let's be honest with ourselves for just a moment. This has been an absolute disappointing spring. Point blank. It's been an absolute disappointment for the Boston Celtics during this spring, and what was supposed to be championship or bust. And more ways than one, it's been a bust. And that's probably putting it very nicely. On May 31st, there isn't a single championship parade that's happening in any given point anytime soon. What happened? Like, what went wrong? We started the spring believing that the Boston Bruins and the Boston Celtics were going to be playing for a championship in June. That's what we thought. And here we are at the end of May. Unfortunately, neither of them are going to be playing a single game in the month of June. That in itself is the part that I'm trying to wrap my mind around. And I'm going to open the gates, allow you to enter, share with me your thoughts, because you have a right to come talk to me. How are you feeling on this Wednesday morning? The Bruins, I think that in itself is, it's a trauma in its own right that a lot of us are still not over. It's been exactly 1 month since the Bruins' epic collapse and choke job in Game 7 against the Florida Panthers, who, oh, by the way, they're in Vegas for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals that starts on Saturday night. And then we're less than 48 hours removed from the Celtics losing Game 7, in which that they got absolutely bullied, pushed around, punked on their own home court on the parquet at TD Garden. Like, where do you go from here? How do you begin to make sense of what has been a heart-crushing, soul-jarring month for Boston sports fans? Where do you go from here? Like, I'll pose this question to you, and I pose this question to Twitter for those of you that are, you know, watching the Twitter Live for this particular segment. What went wrong in Boston sports this particular spring? What went wrong? Is it the fact that both teams that have knocked out both the Bruins and Celtics respectively are both from South Florida, both of which from the Miami area and Miami proper? Or is it the fact that both teams just, they flat out just choked? They flat out just did not even show up when it mattered most. The Celtics, for a while, they were playing with fire. And I don't mean fire in a sense of them being passionate. Oh, no, 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 no. They were playing with chance. Oh, we're not going to put our foot on the gas. Oh, we're not going to put our foot on the throat. Oh, we're not going to close out teams when we know that we could. We're not going to take advantage of opportunities. We play our best basketball when our backs up against the wall. Oh. When you play with chance, when you play with fire, you ultimately get burned. When you don't learn your lesson, you are doomed to repeat it again. One of the most truest statements that I've heard in life, and it applies to the Bruins and the Celtics, But one of the most truest statements that I've heard in my life is that when you don't pass the test the first time, you're going to have to take that test again. When you don't learn your lesson the first time, you're going to have to learn it again. And this time, it actually will be even more painful than the first time. So, to the Boston Bruins and the Boston Celtics, and I know I'm spending a lot of time on the Celtics because it hasn't been 48 hours since Game 7 ended. It hasn't. But I will pose you this question. Did the Magic suddenly just disappear from TD Garden? Or is it something that is inherently wrong with the DNA of both the Bruins and Celtics? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I have no qualms in asking the tough questions, whether you like me or not. I'll ask the tough questions, and the tough question is this. Does it go back to simply bad luck? Or does it go back to the way that both the Bruins and Celtics are built for these big games come the postseason? That's a real question that needs to be asked. Because that same question will give you either the comforting truth or a painful reality that hasn't been really addressed or discussed in Boston. And it needs to be talked about. Because the other night after Game 7, I said this in a tweet that it just seemed like an era in Boston sports died on the night of June 12, 2019. Why go back 4 years? There's a great reason why, actually. It's a great reason why. And it has to do with the Boston Bruins as to why I even go back 4 years. Because I don't need to remind a single Bruin fan in this country or even in this region particularly, let's start there, or anywhere in New England or anywhere else, how painful Game 7 of the 2019 Stanley Cup Finals was. I don't need to remind anybody of that. I know that. But what's interesting is that ever since that night, it seems like there hasn't been a team locally that has come that close to winning a championship since then. It is the truth. The second closest, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, oh, that's right, the Boston Celtics, who got to Game 6 of the NBA Finals last year. They were the second closest. But outside of that, no team has gotten as close to winning a championship only to come up short. So, for many years in this city, in this region, you've seen the local teams, by and large part, and yes, there have been heartbreaking moments, there have been, you know, heartbreakers and so forth, and disappointments. Yes, I get all of that, but in recent years, specifically the last 4 years, there's been disappointment after disappointment after disappointment in this city in terms of the sports. And this spring, and what makes this so particularly disappointing is that if you go back to just even a month and a half ago, let's go back to April 15th. Let's go back to April 15th. If you told me that neither the Boston Bruins or the Celtics would be playing playoff games at TD Garden come June, I would have laughed at you. I think every fan would have looked at you like you're crazy. There's no way. Especially the Boston Bruins, but especially the Celtics. Both teams, if you go back to April, had expectations that they were playing into June. And tomorrow is June 1st, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, and they're not going to be playing a single game there. The next game that's going to be played at TD Garden, a preseason game in September, for the Boston Bruins, eh. The next Celtics game, oh, some sort of preseason game in October, meh. But you get the point. So, what went wrong? The number to call is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. What went wrong in Boston sports this spring? Like, I'm trying to understand what went wrong. And here's the part that's even more jarring. You know, both the Bruins and Celtics lost Game 7s at TD Garden. And I've heard this a lot in recent weeks. I've heard this a lot. And I'm going to bring it up here on a radio show. There's some sort of curse going on at TD Garden. I can't explain what it is. Elimination games at TD Garden. Both the Boston Bruins and Boston Celtics combined, they have a losing record. You go back to 2019. In elimination games at TD Garden, the Bruins and Celtics combined have a losing record. I don't know why. Some would wonder, is there some sort of curse going on? Hell, I even saw one response on Twitter say, oh, why not bring back the black and yellow seats? I don't think that's what it is. I don't buy that one bit. I really don't. But if we're going to be completely honest with ourselves, I think there is one question and one answer that I think that could maybe, just maybe, reverse the fortunes of both the Bruins and Celtics at TD Garden in elimination games. You're going to have to do a complete full sweep of the locker rooms, both the home and the visiting locker rooms, but especially the visiting locker rooms, and find what the hell is going on. Is this some sort of a spell? And I say all of this, you know, tongue-in-cheek, not with no sort of sincerity at all. But, man, you can call spring 2023 the spring of heartbreak in Boston, because that's exactly what it was. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the program as we are now approaching 10:37 a.m. Eastern, and we're here with you until 11 a.m. So we're going to take another music break here while we still can. Coming up next, what if I told you sometimes being in the right place at the right time actually works out in your favor? I'm going to tell you exactly what that is and what I'm talking about coming up next here in the Chukwu Right Show, 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Tusk Free Farm Radio.
Wondering what to do with yourself on Saturday, June 3rd? Well, why not tune into Live Music Day here on WMFO in Medford? We're going to be hosting live local Boston area musicians for a full 6 hours from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Who are you going to hear? Well, performing live in our studios A and D will be Adam Sherman with Lauren Parks, Alan Williams and Crow Follow, as well as Gary Mondello and Vicky Porter, Girl with a Hawk, and Glowbox. You'll also hear Hummingbird Syndicate, Little Billy Lost, Mike Barry, Mike McKee, and Randy Black. And finally, live from WMFO Studio D, the Thigh Scrapers. So tune into WMFO on Saturday, June 3rd, starting at 9 a.m., for a full 6 hours of live local music broadcasting over our 91.5 FM airwaves and streaming from the WMFO.org website.
Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this.
So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Girl, you've been on my wish list. Way more than bad, you vicious. Clean, delicious. Won't doubt it, I know you bout it. Bodega, she like my outfit. Broke boy, no, can't be around it. When it's big business, I hit my accountant. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. It's been a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Shorty get down, yeah, she don't play up. She don't downgrade, better get your weight up. How I last this long, stay prayed up. Now she cheapin' with a tailor, she wanna blaze up. Paid a 100 mil, I couldn't get my grades up. Upgrade my b**** till I never change up. Upgrade my whips and my crib and my kid. Let you get down to the business you did. I don't ever fall away, but we can't live them if we stay the same. I can't do this for another day. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million, million nights just like this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. It's been a million, million nights just like that. So let's get down to business. Ooh, yeah,
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford Touch Freeform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. As you know, one of the things that happened in recent days is a real life lesson on being in the right place at the right time. And I actually want to share with you a story, and I actually talk about the story in full, a much full, much more full of detail on the Believe in a Hub of Champions podcast on Believe Network, which you can find on iHeartRadio and wherever you get your podcasts as well. I would tell you that right place at the right time can open up a lot of doors for you. Now, for those of you that follow me on Twitter at Shukri Writes, you've seen the video that I posted from Saturday night in which Celtic fans reacted to Derek White's game-winning tip in at 0.1 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter to win Game 6 to force a Game 7 for the Boston Celtics. Many of you who follow me on Twitter have already seen that video. Now, what I will tell you is that, as I mentioned, the full story, the full-blown story of how that moment came to be, you can find it on the Believe in Hub of Champions podcast. It's there. But I will share with you just a little bit of a nugget. You know, Saturday evening, you know, Memorial Day weekend came and went. It was an absolute blast. It was just spectacular. You know, like there was electricity in the air. People are out and about. People are going to go watch the game, all that fun jazz and whatnot. And the thing that I remember most is that I was going to go meet with my boys and watch the game out by the garden somewhere. And as it turned out, they decided that, you know what, let's go watch it at Big Night Life. And for those of you that don't know, Big Night Life is this night spot at the Hub of Causeway, which is part of now the newly renovated TD Garden, in which it's this phenomenal venue where, like, you really, and I mean really, are you're getting a pretty solid amount of people going there to watch the game and whatnot, and you know get their grub on and whatever else. And we all know how Game 6, you know, came down to the wire. We all know how, with 3 seconds remaining, how it all, like, unfolded in terms of Derek White inbounding the ball to Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart getting a shot off quickly. He hits it off the rim, no good. Derek White crashing the board, you know, tipping the ball back in and so forth. But I pulled out my phone knowing while Derek White was on the sideline about to inbound the basketball, I said, you know what? I'm going to pull out my phone and I'm just going to record this in case if this is the last moment of the Celtics season. Let me at least record it, then post it on Twitter and et cetera and so forth. Cool. I recorded. And we all know what happened next. But as far as the reaction goes, like, the tension was so palpable. It was so thick. You could feel the tension in the room. It was as if, like, everybody was, you know, holding their breaths, you know, in hopes of something good happening from this. And I will tell you this, though. Being at the right place at the right time can and will do you a lot of good. Because it wasn't long after I got an email from NBC News in which they wanted to have my permission and my blessing to share my video across their platforms. And when I tell you, when I saw that email from NBC News, I was just blown away. I was just blown away, like, it hasn't even been an hour and they already reached out and they had already saw the video. And it was just, it was such an out-of-body experience that I couldn't help but to think to myself, my, oh my, what if I was elsewhere? Just what if? Right place at the right time. It'll open up doors and opportunities that you'd least expect. And I will tell you this, though. And again, the entire full story is on the Believer Hub of Champions podcast on Believe Network, on iHeartRadio, wherever else you get your podcast. It's there. I did the recording. It was uploaded just a little after midnight this morning. And I can't help but to think that, isn't it amazing how life works sometimes? You make plans, and they change, and it changes again, and you end up exactly where you're supposed to be. And in more ways than one, it was almost as if that I was in the right place with the right people at the right time, capturing a moment that was seen by millions, from what I was told. That tweet alone was seen by at least well over a million people. As far as how many people actually watched the video, I don't know, because Elon Musk is an absolute idiot and doesn't allow people to actually see how many people have viewed a video anymore. That used to be a feature, ladies and gentlemen. You used to be able to tell how many people have watched your video and whatnot. You can't see it anymore. You can only see how many people have viewed your tweet. But that's besides the point. But that video went super viral and went, I mean, my gosh, what a moment. It's too bad that that moment will become a mere footnote in sports, for a moment that was great at its time, but you didn't win the ultimate prize. You didn't win the series. And it's a shame. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, as we are going to take one last break here before we hand it off to Music Express. Coming up next, final thoughts here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Us, we from Radio Shukri Nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
In your eyes, there's a heavy blue. One to love and one to lose. Sweet divine, the heavy truth. Water or wine, don't make me choose. I wanna feel the way that we did that summer night. Drunk on a feeling, alone with the stars in the sky. I've been running.
To get to you. Welcome back to the Chicorette Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. We are now towards the end of the Chicorette Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, in which that, you know what that means. That means coming up after this guy leaves the house is another show coming on after me. It is going to be Dance Music Express, and it's going to be a good one. So let me ask the captain of that show, the DJ himself, DJ D, like, so what's the plan? Or is there a plan?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm a little, like, stressed out because parking situation. I couldn't find it. Says no parking in this area. Well, maybe they're doing some work, I don't know. So I went down the street. Yeah. No parking in this area. You know, they must have like a mugshot of me on the parking place. Don't let this
for
guy
sure. Yeah. And it sounds like classic Boston parking. Like, you got to worry about where you're gonna park, like how things are gonna like play out in that regard. It's a pain in the real. It's pain.
yeah.
Good Lord.
I was freaked out, but anyway, getting back to my show, Dance Music Express. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know. Maybe some fun. How about some soul? You're looking like you need some soul.
I think a lot of people need some soul, trying to still wash off the bitter disappointment after the Celtics Game 7 loss on Monday night. So I think that would do a lot of people out of good right now. Just bring back some good vibes, and plus, June 1st is tomorrow.
Can you imagine?
Summer is here now.
I know.
Yeah, like some soul would do it in some funk. But again, you are the captain of your own ship, and get people going on this Wednesday morning, because people, I feel like people are depressed right now. Like because of the sports. That's why.
Yeah. Of course, you know, you probably figured out by us communicating for the past 3 months how many years I've known you.
Yeah.
I'm not really into sports. I know, like the Celtics, I don't follow hockey.
See
what I mean?
Fair, which is fair.
And my jokes really haven't been making it lately. I don't know. I'm an unemployed comic. All right, here we go.
Listen, some sort of humor to help us get through this, like, definitely will be a big benefit. We have just about another minute or two left before I hand things off to DJD. And I will say this. Now that the Celtics season is over, now we can really focus on baseball. We can focus on the Red Sox. We can focus on where they are currently. And I know I haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about the Sox for obvious reasons, because, frankly, they weren't a priority the first nearly 2 months of the season. That's no disrespect towards them at all. But everything that was going on with the Bruins and, unfortunately, their demise, and now the Celtics and now their demise. Now it's like, okay, now baseball. They play baseball every day. There's going to be a lot to talk about in terms of the team, where they are, as they are now like in a dogfight trying to get back into this AL wildcard race, as they're behind, I believe, the Yankees for the third and final wildcard in the AL. At least that's been an absolute war, to say the least, so far this season. But what are we going to do now with all this extra free time? Like, especially June, we thought that we'd be busy with games, playoff games. Nope.
I know. It's
such a dud. Such an absolute dud. Like, I'm sitting here like with a tear in my right eye, and it's like, no, it's freaking allergies, and it's not because I'm emotional at the moment, for God's sakes. But that's going to wrap it up for me here on the Chicorette Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Do not turn that dial. Dance Music Express is coming up next. Hopefully it will uplift your mood. Please, pretty please, tune in. It is going to be pretty good. I'm sure every one of you needs it right now. And the way that the Celtics season ended, I think it'll do you a lot of benefit. So tune in, starting in a matter of seconds. As a matter of fact, your time to rise and shine is now. So let's get it going. So Dance Music Express starts now, and the Chicorette Show concludes now as well. Time for you to get the party rolling, so let's do it.
All right. Well, I think we're going to have our guest DJ step in for a few minutes, Rick Deckard. Can you do that for me? Can you put him on? All right. Maybe any soul or something you can pick out with Rick? Help Rick pick out some soul or something, or some blues?
I wouldn't mind. In fact, I'm not going to do blues. That's going to make a lot of people, like, down.
Okay.
But let's do some soul.
You got it.
Soul sounds really good. Yes. Yep.
All right, you're listening to the Dance Music Express. Music here is right here on WMFO 91.5, WMFO Boston.